emerging markets. This, of course, is having a negative impact in the Colombian economy. However, it is moderate, and according to our research department, the forecast is the Colombian GDP will grow 3.1% this year and 3.6% the next year. I insist, of course, this is a slowdown in the economy, and you will see the impact in our activity. However, you will see the bank figures are doing well. Also, there has been a pickup on the inflation rate, and the latest forecast from our research team is the inflation rate will finish at 4.4% by the end of this year. However, we are not expecting any changes in the monetary policy stance by the central bank. This Friday, the central bank will hold its monthly meeting. We are expecting that they will keep their interest rate flat. So when you go to the fourth slide, the main messages for this presentation is, again, we are facing a slowdown in macroeconomic activity, but at the same time, we are having an increase in the bank results, which is, of course, positive. And also, at the same time, we are a more resilient bank, especially because of the increase in our solvency ratio, which is explained by the debt issuance, the subordinated debt issuance that we did in the last April. So now, on page 6, you can see that we keep generating recurrent profits. It is important to highlight that this year, the IFRS started to take place in Colombia. So the problem that you will have here is that the comparability is not as straightforward, because the results for year 2014 are reported under the previous standard, which is the COLGAP standard, and the results for the first half of the year are reporting under the IFRS. Anyway, you see that our earnings before taxes is doing better this year. Actually, there has been an increase, and also in the net income. However, you may notice there has been a slowdown on the second quarter compared to the first quarter, and I will explain it to you in further detail in the following slides. At the same time, when we compare with the information available from the Superintendencia de Colombia up to April the 15th, the bank has been able to keep its profitability indicators above the industry. That's our ROE, which which is our ROE. And when we compare with our main peers, actually, we have the best ROE, excluding the goodwill. There has been also an improvement in the efficiency indicator. You can see that on the lower left corner of the slide. This is related, if you remember when you read the OM, last year the bank was implementing an expansion plan. So we did a very, very important investments, especially opening new branches, which of course had an impact on our efficiency indicator. We finished with our expansion plan, so our expenses have returned to a normal level, and this is what explains mainly the better performance in the efficiency indicator. Now, when you go to the detailed income statement, you can see what's going on with the bank, especially in the second quarter. First of all, it's important to mention that the decrease that you have noticed in the previous slide in the earning before taxes is mainly explained by an increase in our loan loss provisions in this second quarter. And this increase is mainly in what we call the generic loss provisions, loan loss provisions, not the specific. So remember, under Colombian regulation, every time you originate a new loan, you are required to increase your provisions. And these are the generic provisions. These are the ones that are increasing the most and explain almost three-fourths of the increase in provisions during the second quarter. And when you go to the net income, that you see the decrease compared to the first quarter, it is mainly explained by our income tax expense. So what happened actually during the first quarter is that we were able to claim some tax returns that, of course, were non-recurrent, and that's why our tax expense during the second quarter has returned to normal. This has had an impact in our net income of the quarter, but you will see that in the future, this is not going to be the case. Now, when you look on the next slide, number 9, this is our balance sheet. So first of all, you can see that when we are talking about our total loans, there has been an important increase, a 16% increase. And as I mentioned to you, this increase in activity is one of the reasons why our generic loan loss provisions are increasing. We are doing particularly well here in these detailed figures. You can see on what we call the retail activity, which is the sum of consumer and mortgage loans. Again, you may remember from our roadshow, we show you that retail activity is the main strength of the bank. So actually, we are doing very, very well there. We see that when it's compared to commercial loans, although there is a still growth in this category, it is not as fast as compared to retail banking. So again, it's related to what is happening with the slowdown in the economy, where in particular companies are reducing their investment expense. So as long as household consumption continues to be strong, we will see a better performance of our retail loans activity origination compared to the commercial loan origination. Now, regarding our funding and total deposits, it's obvious that they are growing at a slower pace compared to our loans. This is not a subject to be concerned about. Again, if you recall from the roadshow, we show you that by the end of 2014, the bank was holding a lot of liquidity, was holding liquidity in excess. It is part of our prudential management. However, it has a cost, of course. So what we are trying to do is to reduce this excess of liquidity that we were holding, and that's why deposits are growing at a slower pace compared to our loan origination. And then when we go in particular to section 2, which is activity, on slide 11, you see the evolution, the dynamics of our retail loans. This is information only up to April 2015, which is the one that is available by Superintendencia Financiera. The important thing here is you can notice that we have increased our share in retail loans in the Colombian market by 38 basis points. So I think it's one of the highlights of this presentation to realize that despite the slowdown in the economic activity, the bank is able to keep increasing its share in activity in the industry. Now, of course, we keep a diversified and balanced portfolio. We keep our preference for retail loans. So when you add the consumer loan and mortgage loans share in our portfolio investment, it's obvious that it's still above the 60%, sorry, 56%. That's the main characteristic that is the main difference we have compared to our peers. And when we check what's going on with our funding, you can see that we continue having an important share of time deposits. It's one third of our total funding. Of course, because of the debt issuance, the share of bonds has increased in the total funding. However, we keep having this prudential and conservative profile of having a higher share of time deposits in our funding mix. Finally, in spite of the economic slowdown, the bank has been able to keep a differentiated risk profile. On slide 13, you can see that our non-performing loans ratio continues to beat the industry. We maintain the best non-performing loan ratio compared to the industry. And in particular, when we go to the most important part of our business, which are the retail loans, you can see that we keep a difference, an important gap, either in mortgages or in consumption lending. So this is very important because although there has been an increase in the non-performing loans ratio, the increase for BBVA continues to be lower compared to the industry. And finally, regarding our solvency ratio, first of all, we consider the market value us as the best bank, the bank with the best risk profile in Colombia. It is you, our debt holders, that keep showing this every day. We have the lowest G spread compared to our main peers. And also, when we check for our credit rating provided by the rating agencies, Fitch and Moody's, we also have the best rating in the country. So, of course, we are very happy about it. We consider this is the result of our business model and also because of our prudential and conservative criteria. And also, it is related to the positive impact the issuance we did in last April had on our solvency ratio. The total solvency ratio increased up to 14.9% in June. And when we look at the core equity tier 1 ratio, it is at 8.15%. Remember, during the roadshow, we were telling you the guidance that our objective, our goal, is to keep the core equity tier 1 ratio between 7% and 8%, and actually our forecast show that we are going to be in this trend. Remember, for the rest of the year, the second half of the year, you will see that the core equity tier 1 ratio will decrease slowly, but we are going to replenish it again in the first quarter of year 2016 after our annual shareholders meeting, when we are going to increase our legal reserves by the amount of profits that were not distributed as dividends. So this is the presentation we wanted to make for you, and now we are willing to reply your questions. Thank you. Okay, so I think there are no questions, so in that case we will finish the conference. Again, thank you very much for joining this conference. And remember, you can find any information on our website for investor relations. And you can also contact us through our email. So that's it. And thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you for participating in the conference. We wish you a good day. And remind yourself that the presentation is available both in English and in Spanish. And you can find it in our webpage, www.babyuva.com.co, in Investor Attention, and clicking the link Agenda. Thank you very much. Thank you.